Sagt der Mishnah weiter, man sagt es Baba Kama, Perik Tess, Mishnah Aleph. But first a short Hagdama. If Reuven steals something from Shimon, he can't say, I want to do tshuva, I'll pay you. No, you have to return the item that you stole. Like the Pasuk says, Veheshe v'sagzela shegazal. And as long as he doesn't return the guf hagzela, the actual item, he was not yotze the mitzvah of hashavas hagzela. That's good if the item is still around. What if Reuven stole something from Shimon and it's lost? Or let's say he turned it into something else. At that point, we say, the gazlin was koina the guf hagzela. The actual stolen item belongs to the gazlin. And he has to pay back money. Okay, so what has to change in order for us to say that the gazlin gives back money and not the item itself? Let's see our Mishnah. Hagazel Eitzim. Suppose someone steals wood. Boards of wood. They're just boards. V'yasan, Kalim. He turned these boards into Kalim. Or let's say Tzemer, he stole wool. V'yasan begadim. He turned them into clothes. So the din is, Meshalim, he pays money. He doesn't give back the Kali or the Baghead. He didn't steal a Kali or a Baghead. He stole wood. He stole wool. He turned it into a Kali or a Baghead. So Meshalim, he pays back the money. And how much money? Kishas HaGazela. Whatever the Gazela was worth at the time that he stole it. In other words, Balabas can't say, well, that Kali is made out of my wood, so you pay me what a Kali cost. Or that Baghead was made out of my wool, so you pay me what a Baghead cost. No. The Gazlan has to pay how much wood cost or how much wool cost. Vaitrazak the Mishnah, Gazal, Parahamil Beres. Suppose he stole a cow that was expecting. Vialda. And in the possession of the Gazlan that gave birth, the calf was born. Or he stole Rachel, a sheep to Una that was loaded with wool. Ugizaza. And he cut off the wool. Meshalim, what does he pay? The answer is, he pays Dimei Parah Hoimedes Leilet. Whatever it would cost if I were to buy a parah that is about to give birth. Or Dimei Rachel Hoimedes Ligazes. What would it cost if I would buy sheep that is fully laden and it's time to cut off the wool? Aye, the Balabas is going to taina. I want you to pay me what it would cost if I went out to buy a cow and a baby cow. Not just how much an expectant cow would cost. But I want you to pay me how much it would cost to buy a sheep and wool separately. That would be more than just the amount of what it would cost to buy a sheep that has wool on it. But the halacha is that the gazlan is kainet. He only has to pay what he stole, not what it is now. Zakta Mishnah Vayitra Gazal Parah, if he stole a cow that was not expecting a baby, but Vinis Abra Etzloi, it became pregnant when it was in the Rishos of the Ganef, V'yolda, and it gave birth. And the Mepharshim say, Lavdavki, even it's just expecting it. Or, Rachel stole a sheep that isn't laden with wool. V'nitana Etzloi Ugizaza, V'nitana Etzloi, and it became laden with the wool when it was in the Gazlin's possession. And then, Ugizaza, he cut it off. Giza means to cut off, like it's one of the Lamates Melachis, Hagoizes. So the din is, Mishalem, he pays the value of the cow or the value of the sheep, kishas hagzela, like it was worth at the time of gezela, just for the cow and just for the sheep. Zeh haklal, this is the rule, kala gizlanim, anyone who steals something, and the guf hagzela changes from what it was at the time that he stole it, Mishalem, these people pay only the value, kishas hagzela, how much money it was worth at the time of gezela. He doesn't have to return the item itself that became better. The gazlan is kainet b'shine because it changed. The Batanura explains, whenever it says Zeh HaKlal, it comes to include something. It comes to teach us an additional emphasis. And over here it comes to include, let's say someone stole a tle, which is like a baby, and in his possession it became big, it became an isle. Or he stole a calf and it became an ox. And then he shechted it or sold it. So I'm sure you all remember that there is a halacha that if you steal a sheep or an ox and then you sell it or shechted, you have to pay 4 or 5 times the amount. 4 times the amount for the set and 5 times the amount for the ox. But in this case, being that he stole a baby and it changed into a mature animal in his rishus, he was kind of it. By the time he shechted it or sold it, it's not the same thing that he stole. It's an animal that technically already belonged to him. It's just that he has to pay back money for it. But he would not have to pay the dalet v'hei. So again, what do we learn in our Mishnah? We learned that if someone steals wood, turns it into kelim. Wool turns it into clothes. He doesn't have to pay back the keli or the clothes. He pays back money. And he pays back the amount of money the wood is worth, or that the wool would have been worth. We learned that if he steals a parah mi'uberes, and it gives birth, or a sheep full of wool, and he takes off the wool, what does he have to pay? He has to pay back the amount of money that a parah mi'uberes, or a sheep full of wool, cost. That's what he has to pay. But it changed. It's a shinu. He doesn't have to pay back the animal itself, and he doesn't have to pay back the value of a separate calf with a separate wool. You have to pay whatever it was worth at the time you stole it. So a cow that's expecting is worth more than a regular cow. The sheep that's full of wool is worth more than a regular sheep, but it's not worth as much as a cow and a calf, or a sheep plus wool. Furthermore, we learned if he steals a para and it becomes pregnant in his rishus, and then it gave birth, or if he steals a sheep and the wool grows when it's in his rishus and then he cuts it off, he pays kishas ha-gezeila, whatever it was worth at the time that he stole it. The Mishnah concluded by saying, Zeh klal kol gezlanim mishalma kishas ha-gezeila. The Matanuda told us it comes to add a case, but let's say he stole a baby, stole a calf, then it turned into a parah in his rishos, and afterwards he shechted it or he sold it. Normally you would have to pay dalet v'hei, but in this case, we say that at the time that he sold it or shechted it, it was already his. Because the animal that he sold or shechted is not the same kind of animal that he stole. He stole a calf, and now this is an ox. Same is true with a small sheep that becomes an ayil. And therefore, he would not have to pay dalet v'hei, he would only have to pay whatever that animal was that he stole.